Knives, machetes, saws, and shears. Multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Hey guys, John Rapp. It's Takeover Tuesday. Let's do this.
You're watching the Paddle In Fin Podcast Network. Welcome to the Rusty Hook Podcast, presented by Big Lake Bait Company, Feel Free Kayaks, Sea, Pro Lithium, and Dubro Fishing. Raw and unfiltered. Streaming on Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. Bringing you gear reviews and candid interviews from the industry's best. Angler profiles, tournament news, and legendary knowledge from kayak fishing's best. Grab that cold drink and get settled in. Now here's John Rapp, our host.
Hey guys, welcome to season four. Yeah, I didn't get confused tonight, old man. You know, I haven't had anything to drink yet, but that'll change shortly. It's Rusty Hook Podcast After Hours. Welcome again, guys. Hey, I got a great lineup tonight. I got a couple characters on the background. And then toward the end of the show, we'll have Chris Payne come on and talk a little bit about some of the great baits that he makes, those custom baits that he makes with Big Lake Bait Company. But I just want to remind you guys that you're hanging out with that, you know, it's already February. And if you haven't made your schedule up for April, you need to take a look at this event that we're going to hold down at Delhalla. So, yeah, that's April 27th and 28th. Make sure you get your schedule locked in and reach out to Richard DeVry from Eastport Marina. Get your places reserved, your rooms on the houseboat. It's going to be a great event. And like he said a couple weeks ago, every day, each day of the two-day tournament, your big bass payout could be close to or over $2,000 each day. That's a big chunk of cash. So join us. Come down to Delhalla and let's do some fishing into April. So I got a couple guys in the background, but first guy I'm going to bring on is a creative soul. The dude is very talented. He has been sought after by his seat riser kits. Currently, he only makes them for Feel Free, but with his ingenuity and drive to be successful, don't be surprised if you see this young man building stuff for about every platform out there. But he's probably going to hang me now that I'm bringing him on and talking about trying to get him extra work. Let's bring on Big Dave to the show here. Hey, Dave, what's up, brother?
Hey, what's going on, man? I can't believe you did it like that.
You know, I had to, you know, trying to add some work to your plate, man. So, hey, I'm just going to let you take over here for a second. I want you to introduce yourself. Tell them about what you are, where you're from, what you do, what makes you tick, and some of the products you've already put out for us fine kayak fishermen.
Well, so my name's Dave Bliss. I'm the owner of Bliss Fabrication. I've always been fishing my whole life, and I always like making stuff and tinkering with things, and that kind of led me to where I am now. But I didn't mention it before when we were talking, John, but I actually used to be a teacher. I went to school for teaching. I used to teach mechanical drawing and 3D modeling on the computer. So that kind of led me to where I am now, because I bought this Mokin 10 PDL last year and took it out, and I wasn't happy with the way the seat position was. And so first thing I did, I brought it into the garage and I scratched my head, and I was trying to come up with a solution. And one of my friends actually that I worked with had a 3D printer, and I was like, man, I actually know how to 3D model stuff. I was like, it'd be pretty sweet if I came up with a design, and you know, maybe I can get my buddy to print it for me. So sure enough, I did that, and he printed it for me, brought it into work. I was super, you know, excited about it, and put it on the kayak and started working it from there. And I was like, man, I really just got to get my own stuff. So I invested some money into a computer that I could run Fusion 360 on, and a 3D printer, which I ended up buying a second one. And so now I have two printers. I set up a nice office in our basement that my wife and I share, and things have just been spiraling out of control. And I'm trying to expand what I got, come up with, you know, new ideas, and just really trying to take with it and run with it. So,
well, you know, I think it's pretty cool what you do. And I seriously hope after this road trip that you're on out there making that bread and butter, that when you get home, you got about 10 orders in queue and you'll be like, hey, God.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because I got my phone right next to me, and I just got an order on PayPal. So I got the work cut out for me for when I get home.
Outstanding, man. So okay. So you talked about the Feel Free and the Mokin specifically. Yeah. Specifically. So tell the guys out there a little bit about the product that you've designed and made, and what it does, and what you're, and like we were talking pre-show, what you sent to another gentleman on the, that you're waiting to hear some feedback for, and what you're doing to tinker it, to improve it. So,
yeah. So, I mean, just real quick, I bought the Mokin 10 PDL, right? Just a little plug. When I was looking, this is the first like real fishing kayak I've ever owned. And I did a bunch of research, because I'm a nerd when it comes to that stuff. And I thought it was the best bang for the buck that you could get for a pedal drive kayak. So I bought that without testing anything else, just going off of reviews. Actually, Ricky, you know, he was the only one that had videos out.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was kind of funny, because I watched his videos on YouTube, and then we kind of like butted heads in, not butted heads in a bad way, but like we met in a Facebook group, and I started chewing his ear out. And so he's a ex-NASA engineer. So I thought he might know a thing or two and be able to help me out. So
you two were going at it.
Yeah. Developed a relationship over a few months, working out some kinks. And I did R&D on that, the original seat riser kit, which is a 3-inch seat riser kit. Basically it makes the pedal position more comfortable.
Right.
You can stand on it a lot easier. Fishing is a lot easier, because you're sitting a little bit higher, you know, on the water.
Makes that hook set a little easier too, doesn't it?
Yeah. And then, you know, like me, because I'm just an average Joe fisherman, you know, I'd be going to cast and whip my lure and hit the top of the water and then bird's nest my reel and, you know, all that fun stuff. But it also, you know, gives some room for storage under your seat, which you wouldn't be able to use either. But so I originally developed a 3-inch kit for the Mokin 10 PDL, and it's also for the 12.5. I recently developed an 1.5-inch kit, and I'm working on a kit for SeaStream, and I'm also working on a kit for the Mokin non-PDL version. And so I got a lot on my plate right now, but that's just what I'm working on. But I have ideas to keep going with it. So,
well, you know, we were talking back when you were, before we went live, and I was, you know, you're just a young spry 170-pound buck, and I'm an old 270-pound fat ass. And I was like, you know, we got to have stuff that for us fat guys, you know, I don't want to get thrown out of the boat, you know, when I'm sitting up a little higher, because, you know, we all know how center of gravity works. And, you know, we were talking about that. I think it's cool that you're flirting with the fact that you can adjust those when you're talking about the knobs. That'll be a cool addition when you do that.
Yeah. I mean, that would be for, you know, forward and back movement for like
that too. Yeah. Cause you know, it's important. Yeah. But that's important.
But as far as the height part isn't adjustable, but I offer an inch and a half and a 3-inch kit. So I'm going to try to apply that to all the kits that I make so that I can at least have some options for people, you know?
So when we get done with the show here, when you jump into the background here in a little bit, grab your phone and go into the chat and post a couple of those photographs for the group to see. I mean, guys, it's a really nice little thing. And like I was saying, Dave, this is just the beginning of his fabrication into the kayak fishing world. Don't be surprised if he doesn't say, go down to his local store and say, hey, dude, let me borrow one of them boats. I want to play with it, you know, and I'll leave the prototype with you, you know, or something, and sell it. I mean, there's so many ways to get that you can get your hands on other types of boats, man, that you can learn how to apply your skills to other platforms, because the kayak fishing world is always looking for those newer things that make their time more enjoyable on the water, you know. So,
yeah, I think that's one of the things that drew me in, because I from when I was a kid, man, I used to sit there in the garage during the summertime and take my bike apart and put it back together. And I was always doing that kind of stuff. And, you know, I've been involved in like the motorsports world. I've always tinkered with cars, and I started getting into like off-roading and 4x4s and stuff like that. And, you know, it's kind of led me to this now. And I feel like now I'm not only working on the stuff, but I'm actually designing parts, and I'm basically a one-man show, man. Like, not to try and toot my own horn or anything, but
no, I mean I think it's awesome. I think it's awesome, and I wished I could find the I was sitting here looking at the page on Ricky's page, trying to see if I could find that seat riser. I think he did a YouTube with it too, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, and then I just recently fired up a YouTube channel as well, so. I've only got two videos up there right now, but the first video that I posted is a little bit more of an in-depth, like how-to installation video for my seat riser kit, where I show you all the pieces, how it goes together. Excuse me. And then,
what's the name of that YouTube page?
So it's the same as my company. It's Bliss Fabrication. So if you type that in, it should pop up. And so I'm gonna continue trying to, you know, post some videos. There's some things that I came across with my Moken PDL, like the pedal drive was like making some noises and stuff. And yeah. So I kind of went through and did like a maintenance, you know, once over on it, tightened some bolts, put some grease in it, and kind of got that all straightened out. And there wasn't really a video on the, that pedal drive unit, only ones, the one that comes on the lure and the Dorado. So I want to try and throw some of that kind of stuff out there to, you know, help some other, you know, kayak anglers work through some problems. So, you know, I'm always there trying to help out and do what I can, because that's the kind of stuff I like doing. So, oh, look at that. You brought it up. Yeah, so that's one of my printers right there.
Can you hear the audio?
I cannot.
Okay.
Probably better off that way.
So right there's the kit right there. Let's pause that. Oh, so you can see it right there, guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to full screen that baby. So you can see how he's got it set up right there, right along the edge right there. It's a full seat riser. And I mean, in the way you've got that designed, a lot of the different boats out there, man, I mean, like Bonafide, Jackson, they all have got that type of seating alignment. I mean, all it would take for you is to just get your hands on it and get out your little pinchers and start doing the little measurement. And, you know, heck, you'd have that ready to roll before anybody. I mean, you got a good thing going on here.
Yeah.
Hey, it even looks like you even done something up front right here. You created something to put your fish finder up around with the pedal drive. How'd you do that?
It's actually, that's a Yak Attack mount that goes right onto the rails right there. So I can't take the credit for that one.
But, oh, is that on the rail? Okay. Yeah. I thought it was part of the off the drive unit there.
Now that you got that screenshot on there, I actually, if you look at the steering knob, I made that too.
Right here?
Where
you can't see my mouse, can you?
Yeah, no, I can't. Yeah, there it is. Yep. So I made that steering knob too, because the one that comes on the boat is kind of like a flat pancake. And especially when you raise the seat up 3 inches, it kind of makes it a little bit more of a reach to grab the knob. So this one brings it to you a little bit.
Does that come with your kit?
It doesn't come with the kit, but I mean, you can order it with it. It's just, $20 extra, and you can take that with you too.
That makes sense. That's good. Good deal, man. Good deal. Cool. Oh man. Well, that's pretty cool. Heck yeah. I mean, dude, well, to go from a teacher to, to have that stable job. Now you're working in the power plants and fabricating all over, on the side at home. How's mama like that? Mama not happy with that?
Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com.
Boat Trader is America's largest boating marketplace with over 100,000 boats to choose from. We offer simple, comprehensive solutions for those looking to sell, find, and finance new or used boats. Visit BoatTrader.com to get started.
I mean, she's not pleased that I'm on the road right now, but, you got to do what you got to do sometimes. But, she likes that I'm not in her hair all the time. And
I was going to say, when you bring home that thick bread, she's like, go back out there, Big Daddy, make that cash.
Yeah. I mean, listen, she works too. She earns her keep too. So,
Well, good.
It's hey, not one-sided, but hey, living in New York, man, you got to do what you got to do to keep a roof over your head,
Yeah.
It's expensive up here, man.
Hey, man, promise me this, that when you get back home and we can catch you in the garage, that we'll do another show and you come on, you can show a little bit more hands-on what you do and how you got things rigged up and what you can provide folks out there in the feel-free world.
Oh, absolutely. I would love that, man.
Cool. All right, man, I'm gonna cut you out. We've been on here cruising, talking smack for about 16 minutes, but I appreciate you jumping on and talking a little bit about, your riser kit and the things you do. And, what really brought my attention to you, I'd seen your riser kit. I didn't associate it to you, but it was the work that you done to Verge's trailer that is like, hey man, check out the work that he done. So Dave here, he is multifaceted. He's not just stuck making little things. He does things for trailers. I mean, it is Bliss Fabrication. It's not just Bliss 3D printing. So
is that your Fishing After Dark voice?
That's my Fishing After Dark voice. Yeah, that's it. Hey man, God bless you. Be safe. Thank you again. Hope you have a good trip up there. Make sure you sneak out the back door, stick your foot in that 30-degree water, and catch a big salmon for us.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
All right, brother. I appreciate you. Hang around. Enjoy the rest of the show. We're going to bring on our boys from Wild Outdoors down in Gully Bridge, talk about what they got going on. And then I see my man, CP Chris Payne from Big Lake Bait Company, is driving down the road. Hopefully, he's being safe. And I don't know if we'll catch him in the garage or if we'll just talk in the car. But this is the Rusty Hook Podcast After Dark. All right, guys. Appreciate you hanging out with us. Take a quick break, 20 seconds, grab a drink, and then we're going to bring on Eric and his pool boy, Colton.
Feel free kayaks, paddle, pedal, or power. Something for everyone. Dubro Fishing, marine products for fresh or saltwater adventures. Z Pro Lithium, serious power for serious anglers. Big Lake Bait Company, Texas's number one custom soft plastics.
All right, welcome back to the Rusty Hook. Oh, let's see what we got going on. We got a few comments out there. Hey, Greg, Matt, what's up, Big Daddy? Greg, down our Florida contact today. Hope you're doing well, brother. Staying safe. And then Dottie from Ohio saying, what's up? Check out Crescent. So, Dave, if you're still watching, man, make sure you look out Crescent. Crescent already is one of the people from Crescent Fishing is looking for one of your riser kits for their boat. So, oh, looky here. White Outdoors, pool boy. I like it. And speaking of the pool boy and the man from White Outdoors. That ain't right. Is it White Outdoors? Okay, well, our Golly Bridge Connection. Let's bring them online. What's going on, fellas? I think there was a spelling mistake there, isn't there?
I think so, yeah. It's Wild Outdoors for sure, yeah. But my last name's White, so it'll work, I guess.
It's all good, man. It's all good. Hey, man, so like we did with Dave earlier, you guys tell me a little bit about you, where you're at, what you're doing, what you're providing for the folks in the middle southern part of West Virginia down in Golly Bridge, and tell them what we're getting ready to do here in May.
Yeah, sure, John. Yeah, I'm Eric White. I'm born local here to this area. Lived around here my whole life. Actually, kind of where I got the idea to open this store was back, I don't know if you remember or not, John, but years ago there was a store here called the Bait Barn. I don't know if you was around and seen that store or not, but I worked at that store when I was in high school. I worked there for a little while, and you know, years had passed, and honestly, I was driving home from work one day, and I called Colton here. He worked for me doing other stuff. I said, hey, man, I think I'm going to open up a sporting goods there in Golly Bridge. He said, okay. And we just went from there, man. And, you know, we opened up last August. We're right there on the main strip as you come down through Golly Bridge there. A lot of people, they don't know about Golly Bridge as much, but when you reference the Canal Falls or the New River Gorge Bridge, we're about 30 minutes from the New River Gorge Bridge. If you travel down about 16, you'll come right into us there.
So you guys are looking at the map here, and we've got what he's talking about. You got the Golly River and the New River, and it forms the Canal River where they meet. But right here at the intersection where you got that triangle, you go into town, and right underneath the railroad bridge, and boom, there's the store where those three vehicles are parked. That's the store. Yep. So great location. I mean, you got a great location. You know, like we were talking yesterday when we were setting things up, it could have probably been a little better if you could have got the other location you were thinking about. But I mean, you are still in a really nice location, and yeah, you know, it's convenient to go grab lunch across the street at the Geno's and
absolutely.
And so, yeah, that's where I got my grub on yesterday. So yeah, man, introduce yourself a little bit more. Tell them about the store. If you, I know you, are you on your computer or are you on your camera?
Yeah, we're on our computer.
Okay, I know you're in the store, but yeah. Congratulations. My understanding is today you jumped online. You got our boys from Dubro are getting ready to put some of their product in the store, absolutely. And some Pine Ridge Archery stuff, because you do more than fishing. You're a Four Seasons
outfit. Absolutely. So you know we're a dealer with Elite. So Elite Archery, we're already set up with those guys. We're set up with Hoyt Archery as well. So we got a full line of archery stuff there we're set up with. Muzzle loaders, we're already selling muzzle loaders and stuff like that, hunting supplies. We just applied for our FL license, so we're waiting to get that back. Eventually, we'll be selling guns out here as well.
Awesome.
We sell camping supplies. We sell work boots, hunting boots. Just pretty much, we want to be a one-stop shop eventually. It's just been a we opened up, like I said, back in August. It's just been a slow process getting everything set up, but you know, just taking it one step at a time. We're finally getting there, and we've got some exciting stuff coming. So yeah, we're excited.
Well, I can tell the pool boy's really excited about working there, you know. So, hey, Colton, is that your hat rack up there to the top right?
Where?
You know, that little 4-point buck, that little spike buck over there.
Yeah, that's the one he killed, man. That's wrong.
How did I know? I didn't know that, but it was a hell of a good guess.
It's not.
Hey, man. So, okay. Well, you know, one of the good things that we got to work on yesterday, Eric's new down there, is I might turn my mic off trying to adjust my ear here. There we go. Yeah, we're back on, baby. I got volume. But hey, so guys, I'm really excited to announce all those for you out there watching. We got several people making some comments now. Colton, I must have typed that. That's from Martin McClung, giving Colton some devil there. And then we got our boy Mikey riding there saying, "What's up, evening?" And then HTH Outdoors, mail order, archery online available. Do you provide the online shopping yet? Or if somebody called you, you could take PayPal and send something to them?
We can do that. We actually just got set up today. I did it today actually for our tournament. I got set up with a PayPal account, so we can do some stuff. But we haven't done any as of now.
But they can call in and we can.
Yeah, they could call in. We could get whatever they need.
Sweet. And then, you know, Big Daddy Mason jumping on, talking about pool boys deer. So, but hey, guys, appreciate y'all joining in on the fun and conversation here with us here at the Rusty Hook Kayak Fishing Podcast. But now we're going to get serious because Eric called me and he's like, "Dude, you know, I need some help. I'm running a shop down here and I want to do a tournament." So, Eric, let's talk about what we're going to do here with this right here. Today you put something up on Tourney X. Why don't you tell people about it?
Yeah, so it's kind of interesting. You know, you talked about the Three Rivers. So we're actually having a tournament May the 18th. So we're having a kayaking tournament, and it's called a Three Rivers Tournament. So anybody that's listening, if you're part of the Tourney X Pro, if you're not, I'd say get signed up and come join us. We're going to have a fun day of fishing. It's not just for guys. It's done it for years. We want to get new people involved. We want to get the youth around here involved. And that's the main thing for us here, man. We really want people to start to get out and enjoy the outdoors. And we just want to bring this to our community and get some people around here together and just have a day of good fishing, have a good time, eat some good food afterwards. You know, some good fellowship.
I hear you, man. So, and the other thing that we want to point out is that this isn't kayak only. I mean, we've put together this. It's basically a one-man watercraft tournament. So if you have a small John boat, you know, a kayak, a floaty, anything, that we've just limited to a 3-horsepower motor. So if you have a small Suzuki outboard with a 2.5 horsepower, you know, on the back of a 10-foot John boat, come join us and fish. And it's a $40 buy-in. It's on May 18th. So all the guys that are watching here on the West Virginia Kayak Anglers page, this does not affect you at all. I mean, Mountain State Kayak Anglers and Southern West Virginia Kayak Anglers, the two groups that are doing tournaments here in West Virginia now, those tournaments are on May 1st and May 3rd and May 11th or something like that. So May 18th is an open date. Eric will be reaching out to get his permits through the DNR to make sure everything's legal and go from there. Camping's right there along. They got his campground right along the river. You said something about a food truck. What do you got going on there?
We're actually going to bring in a food truck. There'll be a food truck over there when we all meet up at the end of the day for the awards ceremony. We'll have that. We're working on maybe trying to get a live band in there. We haven't secured that yet, but some things we're working on, absolutely. not only that, just to mention something real quick, John, if somebody's listening and they've always wanted to try kayak fishing, but they can't afford a boat or they don't have a way to get the boat to the river, give us a call. We got kayaks. We'll rent you. Not only that, we'll take it and get you set up and drop you off that day so you can fish. So that's some just
yeah.
stuff to offer that day. So if you don't have a kayak or you don't have the money right now to go buy a kayak, but you love to try it, give us a call. We'll get you set up.
So that's the other thing, guys. When you go to Tourney X, you can look at the event. There are some cutoff areas because of the Cirrus Class 4, 5, 6 rapids that we have on the Gully and the New. But and then you got below Kanawha Falls that we have to watch. So we've got some cutoff areas here. So if you fish from the Gully River down, you can go up to Swiss and float to from Swiss to Beach Glen, or you can float from Beach Glen all the way down to the store at Gully at the Gully River put in there. Then you can go up on the New River side. You can go up and put in at I think it's Tay's Landing and float down to what's the little lake right there at Babcock. Not Babcock, but Hawk's Nest Lake. You can put in there and just float up, or you can put in up above and float down to it. And then you can put in above, right below where the power plant is, and float your way down on the New down to the intersection below the falls. Yep. Go down below the falls and float down to the Montgomery Bridge. So lots of things there. Yes, 17 Mason's got a question here, and we'll bring him on here and we'll post that. Can we do trolling motor only? No, it needs to be. I would think if it's a John boat, yeah, but it has to be a 3 horsepower or less equivalent. So when it comes to electric motor, gas motors, I don't think they make anything at the 3 horsepower level. It's either 2.5 or 5. So when Eric is looking at things, anything over 2.5 on a gas motor is a no-go. So, right. Yep. Yeah, 3 horsepower is the limit. So if you got an electric motor, you can do that. So it needs to be a John boat, a small watercraft, one body in it. And the other thing is the measuring device. You need to have a catch board. So if you don't have a catch board, and most kayak fishermen do, you need to go to Catch USA and get you one ordered, or work with Eric and them at the store. They're going to probably get a few to sell from there. So
yeah, definitely. If you don't have one and you're thinking about doing it, we'll definitely have some available before the tournament comes for sure.
At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com. The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Yeah, man. So, guys, if you haven't already, make sure you go to their location and go to Wild Outdoor Sporting Goods. Hit that like and follow button. They've got over 1.9 likes, I think, and over 3,000 followers. So do them a little favor and share some love. It don't cost you any money to do that.
That's right.
And we would appreciate it. So, yes, hey, man, you guys got anything else to say before I run you off and kick you out of here?
No, we enjoyed it. Thank you for having us. Yeah.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Hey, pool boy, what's up? Hey, man, appreciate you being a good sport, hanging out with us tonight, Colton. God bless you. And you keep Eric in line over at the store.
Yeah, I'm trying.
All right. All right, guys, hang around. I'm going to bring on Chris. Looks like he is out of the vehicle and in the garage. But before we go get him on, I'm just going to do a quick break. All right, guys. Hey, if you just joined us and you missed the beginning of the show, I definitely want to remind you that Paddle and Finn is doing a tournament down at Del Hall. It's our fifth year going down there. We're going to have payouts for our big bass. Is going to be more than $2,000. So, you know, each day, come join us. Gene Campbell from TPO in the house. God bless you, brother. Make sure you take a look at that, and I'm going to share it to you so you can see what we got going on. We want you there, so make sure you put your schedule in. Vacation. So yeah, if you're wanting to get set up for that event, make sure you reach out, contact Eastport Marina, talk to Richard DeVry. $50 a night on the houseboats. I believe it'll be free camping up on top of the mountain. But double check with him. Make sure go to the Tourney X page again and look at the tournament there for all the details. We'll update that as it goes along between now and April. So. Appreciate everybody hanging out with us the last 35 minutes. Now I see my good partner and compatriot from Texas, Big Lake Bake Company, is in the Mag Kitchen. He made it home driving, and we're going to bring Chris online and see what he's got in store tonight. What do you say, brother?
Hey, hey, how are you?
Man, I saw you've been busy the last half hour. I saw you run a couple of red lights and avoid a deer and all that driving down the road, man. What's going on?
Yeah, well, you know, just trying to get home and, you know, do the fun stuff instead of the other stuff.
Yeah, you'll have to let us know when you get that red light ticket, you know, in the mail. So tell us what your speed was when you get through.
Yeah, probably about 86, but it's all right.
Well, speaking of 86, man, what do you got burning in the Mag Kitchen tonight? What are you talking? What are you thinking about?
So I got my new mold in that I'm super excited about. So I have showed you guys our 4-inch bait.
That's the 4-inch baby, yeah.
I've showed you guys the 5-inch bait. Well, now watch this.
What you got?
Now the 6-inch. So let me show you these guys together, side by side. I'm going to show you the 5 and the 6. Look at the difference between those two.
Yeah, that's pretty significant.
Yeah, so that's a thicker bait. You know, it's deeper, right? So you're going to need a bigger hook with it. But that is a significant difference. I got to fish them this weekend. I actually got out.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Hey, don't ever let my wife see those. I don't want her to know what the difference is.
Gotcha. Sounds like a you problem, John.
Dang, damn it. Yeah, man, go on. Carry on with your bad self. Talk to us some more about.
So here's what I figured out in my testing this weekend. The 4-inch is going to catch any size fish. The 5-inch, you're going to catch some smaller aggressive fish, but you're going to catch some good fish.
Right.
The six inch, you're not going to catch a lot of dinks on that. It's just not going to happen. It has such a powerful tail thump. I'm going to put this in the vacuum chamber real quick. It has such a powerful tail thump that those smaller fish won't mess with it. They're just not. So you may find some somewhere that'll eat it if they're in a super aggressive mode, but really what I was looking for is if I'm fishing a tournament or I'm fishing and I really want to catch the bigger fish, I want to catch 3 pounds and up fish. You know, how big is too big? And I think for the smaller fish, if you're looking to weed out dinks, that 6-inch bait is the one to do.
Yeah.
To do that.
I see that.
So I'm warming up the hot plate. I'm actually going to pour a new color that I'm working on right now. I've not poured it before. But I don't think it'll be done by the time we're off here because it takes a while to get all these. So we can look at it next week.
Okay.
Look at the finished product next week.
Cool.
But yeah, we've been messing with for anybody that was on who's been watching our TikTok videos. We did it's blown up. It had, I think last week it had 11,000 views. But we showed how to skin paint.
Oh wow! Yeah, yeah.
One of these guys, and you know, to be able to get all the different colors.
Look at all different colors inside that thing. That's pretty sweet,
right?
And you're doing that all. It's all hand poured, guys. I mean, that's a one of a kind. There ain't gonna be, you know, nothing's gonna be the same when Chris does it because they're really unique, but they'll be similar, very, very similar, but they'll all be a little bit unique.
Yeah, they're all gonna be a touch different. And but you know, if you go to Big Lake Bait on TikTok, and I think we posted it on Instagram and Facebook too, you'll see me. I actually show you in high speed me painting the inside of those baits, all the different colors and everything that goes into that. There's been a lot of response to it where people were just like, oh, that's a lot. I'm like, yeah, there's a lot that goes into that. And I should probably charge a lot more than I do for that, but I don't.
No doubt, man. Hey guys, make sure if you haven't already, go over to Big Lake Bait Company and hit that like and follow button. And if you're on TikTok, make sure you go as well and show a little love there. Because like Chris has indicated, he's very active there with his building. Ooh.
Every time I get in the bait shop, I end up looking like I had a fight with a clown. it's a little crazy. So we've got this Plastisol. So something that we're doing, I can't remember if we showed it last time or not, that you typically don't have to do with injectable baits, but when you're doing a hand pour, you have to do, is we're degassing the Plastisol. So we're putting it in a vacuum chamber and pulling all the bubbles out of it so that when we run it, it's clear and there are no bubbles in that. Because you don't want a bait that's full of bubbles. And the other problem with bubbles is because it's air, you don't have a solid bait, it decreases the durability of that bait. If there's anything I'll stand on, it's the durability of my baits. We want them to be, you know, as rigid as possible. So this weekend,
I'll touch on that while you're looking for that. I mean, I'll tell you guys right now, I've been a customer of Chris's for several years, and I had custom-made lizards made 3 years ago. He sent me a pack of like 25. I probably still have three left. I mean, they're durable. I would fish with one or two of them out at my local swamp, and they would last me the whole, you know, 6-8 hours out there, catch half dozen fish on them. And I mean, you easily get 6 to 8 fish on those type of baits. So
yeah, and those are thinner baits.
Those are your older builds. I mean, that you've improved them on.
Yeah, and it, you know, the head of a lizard, how it's tapered, it doesn't have square off, so you don't have all the beef where that offset goes. For that, so you're pulling a thinner part of that, and the fact that they last 6 or 8, that's exactly what we design them for.
Right.
Let me before I mess up this gold highlight, let me show you guys what I was fishing this weekend. So I don't know how well this will show up, but this is one of our purple haze baits.
Yeah, you can see it right there. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. You can see the purple, and then when it hits the light, it goes clear. Anyway, so you see all those tooth marks? So hopefully you could see that all right.
Oh, yeah, you can see them good.
So that's 12 fish. And that thing, it never even came off the hook. Like, and that is, so that is a screw lock, right? That is a screw lock in the nose. That is the most dangerous way to rip plastics, but it holds it exactly where I need it. And it did not rip out of that nose. 12 fish. Like, it's
nice.
Like, we're building them specifically to be able to do that, because I don't want you to pay $2.50 per bait, right? They're $5 a pack. They come two to a pack. I do not want you to pay $2.50 a bait and catch one fish on it. That's not what we're about. We got to do better. So we build them in durable form. The Plastisol I use is not straight out of the bucket. I mean, it's in a bucket, but I also have hardeners and softeners that we use to mix up so that we can get the exact durability, but also flexibility that we want. I would say because we're doing that, there's nobody else that has the same blend that we do.
Right.
A similar blend, but it ain't the same.
And the other thing, guys, Chris has lots of different scents and oils that he adds too. Yeah. So you can see him.
Yeah, you just and we have that on our website where you put in. I know Michael got his order in last week, and he basically was like, "Give me a little bit of everything except coffee," because he ordered garlic scent on one, shad scent on one, shrimp scent on one, like just a little bit of everything. So if you were to go in there and create an order, John, you can just scroll up and pick any one of those up there. Just scroll down a little bit. And when you're loading. So not the swim baits. We don't do scent on swim baits, by the way. That's a good thing to mention. If you want it, contact me if you want scent on swim baits. But the oil with that will interact with the adhesive of the eyes, and your eyes will fall off before they ever get to you. So we don't do that. But when you go there you go. Perfect. So you can select your color and you can select your scent.
Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why Midway USA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com. Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
So I don't know that there's a whole lot of companies out there doing that either. I don't know. There may be, but I think they're all prepackaged. If I'm not mistaken, like you're getting, and who knows how long it's been sitting. I don't add scent until the day they ship out so that they're not just.
I'm just really happy that my custom scent and flavor is not listed.
I'm ready to actually pour this first belly layer. So you still hear me? Okay, John.
Oh, yeah, man. Let her rip. I hear you good.
I think I lost you. Hang on, buddy.
You're good, brother.
You can hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I can't hear you, but that's all right. We're just going to keep going. so I'm gonna pour this this belly. So it's going to be hard to see, but it's going to show up clear, but it's got purple to it. So it's kind of like a muted purple haze. But basically, we're going to imitate kind of the belly of this guy with less, even less in there.
Yeah, sounds good, man.
So I'm just going to pour that up real quick. And this is really hard to do one-sided.
Hey, Dave, can you hear me, buddy?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
Hey, there's Dave.
You caught me snoozing. I was mesmerized by you pouring.
Oh, so I can hear Dave. I can't hear John.
I can't hear me. John. Huh.
I can hear both.
Hey, Dave, you're going to have to be the moderator here, buddy.
My phone decided.
You want me to stand up like Vanna White? And
Yeah.
Tell me what John's saying. You can translate. This is what happens when you get a Texan and a West Virginian together. We don't know if we're coming or going.
Well, let me change mic.
Maybe the New Yorker can put the pieces together.
So we've just belly poured that. I can kind of show you guys what that looks like, maybe. So we're pouring into those molds there, and getting all that going. Now,
yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, it's so weird.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, John, I'm going to keep pouring. You guys have a good show, and we'll try it again next week, because I think if I try to reset everything, it's just going to boot me anyway.
Okay, buddy. Tell him thank you for everything.
Sorry about that. I'll try to be at home. And
hey, I'm going to reach out to you, because that's some cool stuff. I like what I'm seeing.
Yeah, Dave, holler at me, because I got the goods, man. I got the goods.
That looks nice.
Hey, man.
Oh, and now there's Eric, too. I guess everybody's here.
Hey, Chris. All...
Hey. Oh, okay.
You think we can all group hug?
Yeah. Yeah. So I can hear everybody but John. I think John muted me.
No, man.
I can hear him so he can say all the bad things about me that he wants to.
Yeah. Pretty much what he said was exactly what you just said. And
okay. Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah, man, right. just keep going along, bro. Sorry. Tell him to keep on plugging along.
This up this week.
We'll
see you guys next week, and I'll have some cool stuff for you to look at. And in the meantime, go check out our standard baits. And if you want to see all the cool customs that we make, TikTok, Big Lake Bait on TikTok. So,
I want to check in, Chris.
All right, appreciate you.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, I guess he could not hear me for some reason, which is really weird, but I appreciate y'all hanging around. I think he turned my volume off is what it was.
Yeah, maybe. He bumped the camera when he was doing that last pour. I don't know.
Hard to tell, but you know, as you can see, Chris has got a cool setup there. He does a lot of live stuff. Great bait maker, and custom stuff is awesome off the hook. And I'm glad that he got his new mold in, but while I got you guys on here, before we close up shop, I'll let y'all tell me, guys out there in Paddle and Fin podcast world, these two guys had their cherries popped tonight, and this is their first live stream. And, I feel pretty privileged to do that. I don't have a cigarette right now, but I do have a drink. I'm going to just take me a nice little drink here.
I'll have one with you, John.
Enjoy that, buddy. Appreciate you guys, venturing out of your comfort zone, coming on the Rusty Hook tonight. Yeah. Tell me a little bit, Eric, I'll let you go first. Tell everybody one last time about where you're at, where they can find you on your socials, and what you're doing down in Golly Bridge.
Yeah, sure. We're located in Golly Bridge, West Virginia. Our Facebook page is Loud Outdoor Sporting Goods. So like you said earlier, just go on there and give us a like, follow us. We appreciate it. And like you said, we have our tournament coming up May the 18th. So if you're a kayak fisherman, or if you just want to get started in kayak and fishing, reach out to us, get signed up. We'd love to see you.
Amen, brother. Dave?
Yeah, so I didn't get a chance to thank you before, but thank you very much for having me on. I really appreciate it, honestly. But if anybody wants to get in touch with me, my email address is blissfabrication@gmail.com. You can reach me there. You can reach me on Facebook. I have my YouTube channel. It's just Bliss Fabrication on YouTube. I'm going to keep trying to put stuff out and, you know, keep innovating and moving forward, and appreciate, you know, everything that everybody's done. So thank you.
Guys, appreciate you. Nothing but love. Stay safe, and we will all chat again real soon.
Thanks for having me.
All right, guys. Appreciate them boys hanging out with me tonight here on the Rusty Hook. Sorry about the audio issues there with Chris, but as always, Chris does a hell of a good job building custom baits. Make sure you go take a look at the Big Bait or Big Lake Bait Company and check his stuff out. He's got $5 shipping. So if you buy $100 worth of stuff, makes it worthwhile. So take a look at it. Anyway, appreciate you. Nothing but love. Hey, when you're out on the water, always wear your PFD. And this time of year when it's cold, make sure that you're wearing the appropriate clothing if you're out on the water. Anyway, John Rapp, nothing but love. We're out here.
Spend your Saturdays with Life on the Water. Join Captain Brandon Simmons for fishing, diving, travel, and so much more.
You want to succeed. You want to fish. You want to be one of the greatest.
Oh, look at that thing, dude.
Wow. Oh. Let's see what kind of trouble we can get into today.
Don't miss Life on the Water every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. The destination for outdoor entertainment. Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Every Monday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.